Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of The Lightkeeper's Bride by Colleen Coble, narrated by Christina Moore. Recorded Books is the producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. And now, The Lightkeeper's Bride.
Chapter 1. The lapel watch on her blouse read 9:30 when Katie Russell removed the skates from her boots and dropped them inside the door of the Mercy Falls Telephone Company. She pulled the pins from her Merry Widow hat, then hung it on a rack. Smoothing the sides of her pompadour, she approached the switchboard in the room down the hall. "Has it been busy?" she asked the woman in front of the dangling cords. Nell Bartlett sat with her stocking feet propped on the railing of the table that supported the switchboard. Her color was high and her voice clear and energetic as she answered a question, then disconnected the line. A faint line of discontent lingered between her brows as she eyed Katie. "It's your shift already." Nell was unmarried and still lived with her ailing mother, though she was 35. On the street, she dropped her gaze and barely whispered a hello, but in front of the switchboard, she came alive. Whenever she entered the office, she removed her hat, let down her hair, and took off her shoes. "It is indeed," Katie said, approaching the switchboard. "Has it been busy?" "Not too bad. I only received 3 calls last night." Nell's tone indicated her displeasure. "But the rings have increased quite nicely this morning." She rose and stepped away from the seat in front of the switchboard.